Hello, brethren. Happy Sabbath. Once again, it's great to be here with you all, praising God, worshiping God, and preparing for the return of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Brethren, the title of today's message is Do Not Be Afraid. Do not be afraid. Brethren, fear is one of the most powerful emotions known to man. It can paralyze us or keep us from stepping out on our faith, or rob us of the peace that God intends for us in our lives. Yet throughout Scripture, God repeatedly tells his people, do not be afraid. From Genesis to Revelation, we see this divine command given to men and women facing uncertainty, danger, and even overwhelming odds. So today what I'd like to do is consider the lives of a few biblical characters who face and overcame fear through the faith that God gave them. Each of them were commanded, do not be afraid. And each of their stories teach us how to confront our fears with courage, knowing that God is always with us. So then let's explore a few examples in Scripture where human fear was challenged by godly faith. Scripture provides countless examples of this supernatural faith that's given to the patriarchs. It is reinforced by the command that God asked, do not be afraid. So let's begin with the patriarchs of old who started their journey long before us, leading the way to the promised land, taking the first steps. And so throughout the Bible, God spoke to these patriarchs to encourage them and to walk towards their salvation. Many were flawed and had their own issues. And like us, each faced their own unique struggles. And they were all challenged to trust in the Lord. So we can find our first example in the story of Abraham, who appeared to have been overcome by the fear of the unknown. God called Abraham to leave his homeland and move his family to an unknown land. He had every reason to be afraid. He was stepping into uncertainty. He was leaving behind everything that was familiar to him. And trusting in a promise that God gave him that had not yet come to pass. Let's turn to Genesis 15, verse 1, where we're going to read this encounter here. Genesis verse 1. Here God compels Abram to not be afraid, and he reassures him of his divine protection on his way to the promised land. God understood his fears and encouraged him to leave the land of his fathers. In Genesis 15:1, it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. Just as a father can read the fear on his child's face and empathize with them in their moment of distress, God understood Abram's concerns, and he provided him with words of encouragement and comfort. Abram was likely feeling uncertain or fearful about his future and the challenges that he faced. Abram was called to leave his home, his relatives, and everything that he knew to follow God. Yet despite his fear of the unknown, scriptures tell us that Abraham obeyed God and moved forward in his faith. The Bible puts it very simply. It says, Abram went. There was no questions. There was no pushback. God called and he went. Brethren, just like Abraham, we might have similar challenges that are holding us back. We should ask ourselves, do we have the fear of an unknown? Are we ready to take that first step? As part of our spiritual journey to the promised land, we may be asked to leave behind things that are most familiar to us. The example of Abraham provides us a simple lesson. Brethren, we will all face moments where we don't know what the future holds. And like Abraham, maybe we are afraid to begin the journey. But we must trust that when God calls us to step into the unknown, that he will be our shield and provider. And so our second example can be found in the book of Joshua. Let's start turning there. Joshua 1. Immediately after Moses' death, God gave Joshua a great commission. He was to continue the journey that was started by Moses to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. Over 2 million people, men, women, children, were placed under his leadership as they marched towards the land of Canaan and into an enemy territory. In Joshua's example, there appeared to be a level of doubt, of fear surrounding this new role that he was given, this new commission. So in Joshua 1:9, the weight of this new role would have likely caused Joshua to doubt his abilities or to question whether or not he was the right person for the job. Joshua 1:9, God says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." This could have been a very challenging time for Joshua, a huge transition from his former position to this leadership role. Not only did Joshua have to fill the shoes of Moses, but he also had to face formidable enemies in this new land and lead a nation that had often been fearful and rebellious to God's plan. This was certainly a daunting task, but God understood his concerns. Joshua needed confidence before he stepped into his new role. And once again, our loving Father provided him the words of encouragement. God said to him, "Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed." It's interesting to note that the word dismayed reflects Joshua's frame of mind. It can mean disappointed, intimidated, or discouraged. God understood what was in his heart. And so throughout Joshua 1, we see God repeatedly commanding Joshua to be strong and to be of good courage. This was not just a suggestion, but a divine order from God, who was working out his plan through Joshua in this earth here below. God knew that Joshua's success did not depend on his military experience or his wisdom. It depended on his trust in the Lord. Brethren, like Joshua, whenever we find ourselves in the midst of new challenges, we must depend and trust in the Lord. God reassured Joshua that he would never leave nor forsake him. His strength was not found in himself, but in the presence of God and the power of God that was with him. This lesson is incredibly relevant for us today. When we face new challenges, whether we're stepping into a leadership role or navigating an uncertain future or overcoming obstacles, whether they're big or small, we can draw strength from Joshua's example. Brethren, like Joshua, we are not alone. God goes before us. He prepares the way for us, and he equips us for every challenge that comes into our lives. Our courage should not come from our own abilities, but from the unshakable promise that God is with us wherever we go. Which brings us to the third and final example. In the book of Acts, we read about the life of Paul. As a follower of Christ, Paul was marked by immense pain and suffering. After all, he endured so much persecution and beatings and imprisonment, shipwrecks, and constant threats from people all around him. In Paul's example, we find that he likely had a fear of suffering. It makes sense. The guy was tortured and beaten so many times. It would have been natural for him to take hold of him. Yet despite these trials, Paul did not allow fear to silence him or to stop him from fulfilling his mission. Let's turn to Acts chapter 18 and verse 9. Acts chapter 18 and verse 9. In this passage, God reassures Paul, who was likely feeling dread or discouragement, to continue his mission without fear, promising his presence and protection with Paul throughout the days of his mission. In Acts 18, verse 9, we read, "Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by vision. Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you. For I have many people in the city." Once again, God gives his servant assurance. Paul faced opposition in the city of Corinth and was reviled by the Jewish community there. God reminded him that he was not alone, that there were others who were just like him and ready to receive the gospel. And so Paul had a purpose to fulfill. This divine encouragement from our Father strengthened Paul to continue preaching boldly, even in the face of suffering. Paul's courage teaches us a vital lesson about facing hardship ourselves. As Christians, we will encounter opposition, whether through persecution, personal trials, or spiritual battles. Fear and suffering can tempt us to retreat or remain silent. But like Paul, we must remember the words, "Do not be afraid, because God is always with us." These words should strengthen us to stand firm no matter the challenges we face. God does not promise that our journey will be easy, but he does promise to sustain us through them. Our Father knows what is in our hearts, and he provides us with the encouragement we need as we march towards the promised lands ourselves. When we are weary, he strengthens us. When we feel alone, he reminds us of his presence. When fear threatens to silence us, he gives us the courage to speak the truth. Brethren, like Paul, we can press on, knowing that God who called us will also equip us and protect us. For when we are at our weakest, then we are made strong by God's hand. Brethren, God's repeated command, "Do not be afraid," is more than just a phrase. It is a promise that he is with us. Whether we face uncertainty, whether we face danger or suffering, we can have peace knowing that our Heavenly Father is in control. Throughout Scripture, God reassures his people with these very same words, "Do not be afraid." There's so many examples, too many to share in this sermonette, but I would encourage you to seek them out. Examples like Isaiah, where God comforts the Israelite saying, "Do not fear, for I am with you. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Or in Jeremiah, where God encourages him saying, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you," declares the Lord. Or in the Gospel of John, when Jesus speaks to his disciples as he prepares for his crucifixion, saying, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Brethren, whether it's Abraham walking into the unknown, or Joshua leading the people, or Paul enduring suffering, God's message remains the same. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. So today, brethren, whatever fears we face, uncertainty or challenges or suffering, we can have courage knowing that God is in control and he walks with us every step of the way. So then, brethren, let us be strong and courageous, and remember, do not be afraid.